Hi, this is Jen Pham and Sora Yee, and welcome to Pham Yee,
a space where we support each other and invite you along the journey.
It's episode 3!
We're gonna do things a little different today. We're gonna start out with a rose, thorn, and a bud.
Yes.
So, just for reference, a rose is a highlight, small success, small win that we've gotten to this week, or something positive that's happened. A thorn is a challenge you've experienced or something you can use more support with. And a bud is new ideas that have blossomed or something that you're looking forward to.
Yes. Yeah, so my rose this week is going back to the gym. And I just have gone back to work for 2 weeks now. So just still getting adjusted. And it feels so good to come back from work being on leave and not gymming the same, because I was pregnant, I had a baby, and just postpartum, your body's still healing. But man, this week felt so good. I felt the most me in almost a year. So I just feel great. What's your rose?
My rose is, so I have a personal decor business, and my rose about that is that it's growing, and I've been investing a lot of time into that business, and there's more eyes that are catching on, and there's more interest coming in. So I'm super grateful. We've been putting a lot of work into it.
Yeah, you guys have been working hard.
So I'm glad. It's moving. It's going somewhere.
Yes. For my thorn, I will say is that Kylo, my baby, has started his teething stage. Mm. He is 3 months and some change now. I'm not those moms that count every single week of how old my baby is. I'm sorry. He takes up too much of my time and I'm tired. I can't keep up well. But he is starting this teething stage, and it's tough at night, because we're back to waking up a lot, and it's just hard because he's uncomfortable. Nothing can really make him feel better. All the teething stuff is just not helping and just keeps on bothering him when he's sleeping. So it's just back to the no sleep life for us.
Oh, it's not fun.
It's not.
My thorn is my body is holding me back more since I'm 8 months pregnant. So it just feels more challenging to feel like I don't have control.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't just do, it's just not easy to do things.
Yeah.
As much as it was before.
It's just hard.
It's hard.
Yeah, and it's getting a lot warmer outside. So I know you're just getting hot. Just yeah, big and hot.
Big and hot. I love the summer. The weather hasn't affected me that much.
Okay, so bud. So my dad is coming home this weekend. Aww. Both my parents will be home. That's just an amazing feeling. You know, side note, I only get to see my dad every 2.5-3 months because we live in different states, and it's just tough to hold on to that relationship and keep it strong. But it will be his second rodeo getting to hang out with his grandson, so I'm looking forward to that this weekend.
Oh, he must be so excited.
Yeah, he's always like, Kylo, do you remember grandpa? Kylo would look through the face. I'm like, man, I do not know who you are.
He's also the only boy in the family, so yeah. That puts in perspective how much he loves his grandson.
Right, he's been wanting a boy after having four girls.
Yeah. The big thing.
What's your bud?
My bud actually stemmed from my thorn. So because I've just been stressed out super easily, I watched a video about how to like work on stress. So my bud is changing my perspective to finding solutions instead of blaming the problem.
Yeah.
So I'm actually looking forward to that, because I'm kind of looking at it from a sense where I'm going to have stressful things happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's going to be more stressful things later when you have a kid around. So this is just helping me manage right now when I don't have as much. So I'm able to do it when I do.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, now we can deep dive. Now that we caught up on our week and rose, thorn, bud.
Mm-hmm.
But this episode is really talking about our influence influence of circle. I meant circle of influence. Mm-hmm. Because you know that saying, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with by Jim Rohn. It really hit me. And mm-hmm. I evaluate this circle often. And it's really hard because that circle is mostly just my husband lately, because it's really lonely it's just really lonely in this baby stage right now. You know, you're just so tired and just trying to get a real schedule. But we still wanted to talk about this because Sora and I have very, very strong friendships, and we are lucky to have many, many friendships that have surpassed 10 years.
Yeah.
So I feel like we have a lot of insight on this and wanted to share with you guys, you know, just a little bit about this. So, Sora, when it comes to your circle of influence, what do you look for?
So I think I've always been kind of like a day one kind of person. Mm-hmm. When it comes to friendships, it's harder for me to open up to new people, and especially my later adult years now. I don't usually like confide in new friends. I've, like you said, we've had friendships that's lasted over a decade. Yeah. So
you're like no new friends.
Yeah, I'm a very like no new friends type of person. But I'm a people person. Yes. I love meeting people. Yes. I love connecting and networking. But it's just a different area. So if you're asking about nowadays, how do I choose my friends? I think I look more so on like, where do we align? Mm-hmm. You know, it's our foundations, our morality the same kind mm-hmm. of thing. We may have different opinions and outlooks on, you know, areas of life, and that's fine. Like, I'm a very open person, but yeah. I usually gravitate to people, which I'm sure a lot of people do, who you have similarities with. If you guys mm-hmm. have something in common, like, I think for me, I realize people that I'm getting closer to lately, or find myself getting closer to, is people who may share like the same faith as me, because mm-hmm. it is a foundation in my life. And it's when something is present in your life, you want to talk about it more.
Right.
And then you end up wanting to talk to people who also want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I think in that sense, that's what I mean about, do we have things like in common, or what do we bring out of each other? Or like, mm-hmm. or for each other. I think adult friendships can kind of be sometimes transactional a bit.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to sit here and, well, we may, but I've noticed my adult friendships, we don't sit here and like confide in our feelings about like what's been going on lately. That's usually who I run to my day ones mm-hmm. for. But nowadays it's like, we have similar hobbies, you know, like if like I work in a very like artistic area. So if I have friends who are also doing the same, we can hang out and
collab.
Yeah, collab. It's like, yeah, it's more of a collaboration.
Yeah.
Kind of thing when it comes to like friendships, or you guys talk about like hobbies that you guys have in common now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the circle of influence for me, I wrote down four things that are super important. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful I have a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, I kind of reevaluated that when I was thinking about brainstorming. What do I really look for? And one of the things is, like he said, we have the same or very similar view on ethics.
Yeah.
I think everyone's values are whoever they believe in, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's your ethics. Like, do you believe in being honest mm-hmm. or real or transparent? You know, things like that where I won't tolerate certain things, and I won't tolerate that in any of my friendships either. Mm-hmm. But I think very similar view on ethics, because I don't want to argue with someone or have a really negative discussion with anyone that is my friend, where I feel like I thought we were on the same page about this. Yeah. On like, this is not an okay thing to do. But things like that. And two, I find really attractive in my friends is goals and aspirations. They have to be passionate about something. I mean, we're all very different people, but as long as you're super passionate of whatever you believe in or and work on and your career, I think that it's just so beautiful. And I have a lot of entrepreneurial friends, so it's very easy to see the passion come out of them. So it's just beautiful. And I really love that because it's nice to inspire each other.
And it pushes you.
Yeah, for sure.
Like they say, surround yourself with people you want to be like.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very big indicator of that.
Yeah. You know, the third one is I get this compliment a lot, which is very ironic for, you know, when you get to know me, but someone that's super supportive and non-judgmental, because from a Vietnamese background, it's very easy to be judgmental. So that's why I think it's just so ironic, because I do throw a lot of shade out here. I throw a lot of shade, but I do find a lot of my friends super supportive in whatever I do. And even if it's doing something that they don't agree with, they're still supporting me because they think that I believe it's the right thing for me at that time of my life. And not judging each other, because we're all living for the first time and we're all trying to figure it out. And I think that's also really important to me, because I don't want someone to tell me, oh, this is how you should be raising your kid, or I can't believe you did that and just change your career like that, or what have you, you know? And I think it's just nice. It's nice that you can run to a friend and share and they're not gonna attack you or you make you feel like shit.
Yeah.
So, and then the fourth thing I added this on, which if you asked me about 3 years ago, this would not be on my list. But lately, shared interests, like you said, is important to me in my circle of influence, because time is so limited and there's a lot of things as a mom I cannot do right now, which is like go to a rooftop bar or
rent a boat,
any bar and just anything like that, where it's like, okay, if I were to pick up my bags and fly somewhere, I can't do that anymore because I'm thinking about my baby. And just things like that, where it shared interest is important, because I have to go to baby friendly places. And not because I have to, but because I also want to. I want to be with my son whenever I get a chance, whenever I'm off of work. I want to spend more time with him. And so it's just different now at this stage of life. And so I'm going to a lot more barbecues than I am bars.
It's aligning with people who are on similar walks of life.
Yes.
It's just easier.
It is easier.
It is a lot easier. Like, I'm not as close with, I don't hang out with my friends that are still single and going to bars and partying still, because I just can't do it.
Yeah.
But then I would spend more time with you who has a baby.
Yeah.
And we get to do things like not drink
and talk. Not drink and talk. One day this podcast is going to get to a point where we're drinking and podcasting, but not probably today.
Not today.
Not today. Not for some time.
No. So, that being said, what are some lessons you have learned from your relationships, friendships throughout the course of,
almost three decades?
Yeah.
3 decades of our life.
Yeah, almost.
Okay, so I thought about it, and the top three things I have learned in, you know, 29 years of life is, one, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Mm. And when I say that, it's just, I'm just a firm believer that people don't change for people. People change for themselves. And if someone shows you, I don't like this, or I don't do this, this is who I am, and what have you, then either you like them for who they are or you don't. And that's it. I don't think there's any conversations. I think it's just a tough situation to be in, whether it's a relationship or a friendship, where you don't like something about somebody and you want to change who they are because you like everything else about them.
Mm-hmm. You either align or you don't.
Right.
That was actually one of my points too. Take people as they come.
Yeah.
Because I think more often so in relationships and friendships, you like hope that this person will be better and mm-hmm. hold on to like the good aspects of them, but
you technically have a problem kind of with who they are, or it doesn't like morally match you.
Or it's the potential of the friendship other than like realistically who they are.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think that's very true. Take people for as they come. Or what they show you is...
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we both have learned the same lesson in different ways.
Yep.
My number two is effort goes a long way. And that is that on your list too?
Yeah. Something similar.
Dang. Okay. I guess this is really important lessons that we've learned, but when I say effort goes a long way, it's not I did this for you, you did this for me. Mm-hmm. Not a tick for tack or anything like that. And it's more the feeling of how someone treats you and just making you feel important in that moment or making time for you. I mean, there's always going to be something like that comes up and cancels and reschedules are always going to happen. And that's fine. I think it's just the effort of rescheduling and showing up, especially when someone's going through a big milestone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you celebrate a win, you want to celebrate with the people that were there at your worst times so that the celebration just means so much more. And I think effort at the worst times are obviously way more important than the celebrations of your best times.
I agree.
So.
I wrote down, be a good friend if you want to keep them.
Oh, it's fair.
Yeah. So. Like you said, effort goes a long way. Like, life happens. There's many things that is going to occupy our time. But if someone's important to you, then you will find the time to spend with them. You know, like, it doesn't have to be every day or, like, you know, even every month. You know, it's just somehow putting in that person somewhere, you know, just some way in your life. Because if you neglect, then you're naturally going to lose people.
Yeah. For this, it's like, I understand other people have different love languages.
Oh, yeah.
So for the friends that their love language is words of affirmation, sending them a text of like, I'm thinking about you, or I care about you, I love you, what have you, that already means so much to them. Mm-hmm. But then there's friends where they need time and they need to see you and... Mm-hmm. Physical touch, like a hug or something, like those are important to them more. So making that time out and just understanding that friend to, you know, really keep them. And I think what you said is very fair.
Yeah, it is fair. And I love that you said something about love languages because that does play a big part.
Yeah. Because someone could misunderstand because, you know, someone texted them in a certain way and that's how they receive love or they would like to receive love is through words. So. Yeah.
Like, they don't need to see you for a really long time. They just need to know you're still there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And then there's some people who do need to see you in order to know you're still there.
Right.
Yeah.
I definitely see that, too. Okay. Well, I feel like
I'm just
taking up all your bullet points, so you go.
No, you're right. My third one was you can't hold on to people who want to leave.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I thought your third point.
Mine says, know when it's time to walk away.
Yeah. Maybe this is why we're such good friends.
Dude, that's so funny.
No, because it's so important. Like, I am such a I'm such a sentimental person.
Yeah.
And I hold on to people. I hold on to memories.
Yeah.
And I guess that means I end up holding on to people. Mm-hmm. And there are just sometimes where you grow apart and someone, for whatever reason, does not want to be around or they're not putting the effort to be around and you're putting in all your energy and it's clearly one-sided. Mm-hmm. And that's just the moment the friendship could be toxic, you know? So, like, for whatever reason, if someone has to leave your life, you got to let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Did you want to elaborate?
I mean, mine is very similar. So when I say no, when it's time to walk away, like I said earlier, it's a how does that friend make you feel? Mm-hmm. Like when you think of them, do you feel endearment and love? Or do you think of them and you feel this pit feeling of like, they're really ignoring me or they're not responding on purpose or... I knew that they were free, but then they still didn't make it to my event or whatever have you. I mean, if you have those really gut feelings, I think that's already a sign to like walk away. Yeah. And if you can't have tough conversations with someone, because with friendships, let me tell you, it's also a relationship and you're gonna have to have tough conversations with them, because how else are you gonna grow? Mm-hmm. How else are you guys going to get to that next level of wherever you guys are at in life? And some friends, you can't have a tough conversation, or you can have the tough conversation and they don't take it well, so they stop being my friend.
Oh, yeah.
That's happened to me before. So I've told them I don't like this and they're like, okay, cool. Bye. And then I was like, okay, but it's okay. It's just understanding when it's time to walk away. And I don't think it's like bad blood or anything. Sometimes it is like that. And friendships, you know, ending do suck, but it doesn't have to be like that. It's just growing apart and not right now, you know, and maybe we'll circle back later in the future. And
or they were just there for a season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just time to move on.
It's just time to move on. Yeah. Especially like childhood friendships.
Yeah.
Those are like the big ones where you think you're going to be friends forever and then you grow up and you realize, oh, we're actually going in two very different ways.
Yeah. And maybe with me, it's like I think both of us actually, we have different groups of friends.
Yeah.
And I think with that, it's just like understanding what type of friend they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, they're my going out friend. Oh, they're my stay-in friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just understanding what type of friend are they. And that might help, you know, just restructuring mm-hmm. that friendship of like, hey, this is when I would see this friend the most in this time frame of my life.
I agree.
Why did we have the same lessons?
Okay. That's why we've been friends for so long, Jen.
I love it.
Clearly aligned.
I love it. Well, that is a pretty much it.
Yeah, on the topic of your circle of influence and friends.
Yeah. All right. Well, let us know what you guys want us to talk about, but also what you guys find really important in your friendships, because this is just a category that I take, you know, to my grave. I love my friends almost as if they're my family. So
sometimes they're more important than family. Sometimes.
Right.
Or like you're closer than family.
For yeah. Some people. I can't wait to hear what you guys have to tell us. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you guys later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.